support comes from Pacific Science Center, working to inspire the next generation of scientists and increase access to STEM education in the community through virtual field trips, science on wheels, and summer camps. More ways to support these efforts at pacsci.org.
Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Wednesday. This is Seattle Now. Fasten your seatbelts. People who live around Seattle-Tacoma International Airport are suing the Port of Seattle, Alaska Air, and Delta Airlines for allegedly polluting the air with toxic chemicals.
I'm not trying to stop the airplanes, but there is an injustice here between the benefit we all enjoy from travel and the harm we're imposing on the people who live around the airport.
In a minute, lead attorney Steve Berman, managing partner of Hagens Berman, and others will tell us what they've learned. But first, let's get you caught up. That didn't take long. Washington Governor Jay Inslee says he won't run for a fourth term, and now two prominent Democrats have come forward. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson made it official yesterday. He's running. State Lands Commissioner Hillary Frenz teased she'll have some big news maybe later this week, adding she's proud of her record on issues like wildfire and climate change policy. And more news from Olympia. Lawmakers will get back together May 16th to take another whack at passing a drug possession law. Governor Inslee called for the special session and says he's confident a new bill will be able to pass both chambers of the legislature. The state's temporary law making drug possession a misdemeanor will time out July 1st. A bill that would replace that legal penalty and provide millions in support for substance use fell apart in the final hours of the normal legislative session last month. And hey, before we move on, an important note about this show. Every weekday, you can count on Seattle Now to bring you a newsy slice of this city. This team works hard, but we simply cannot do it without your financial support. That is not an exaggeration. Your decision to donate right now would really mean a lot to us. So consider donating a few bucks each month to your pals at Seattle Now. Let KUOW know you support us. There's a link in the show note to donate. And thanks. SeaTac Airport is at the center of a big class action lawsuit over pollution. The suit covers areas within 5 miles of the busy travel hub, including Burien, Des Moines, Tukwila, and parts of Renton and Kent. Attorneys have dubbed this area the contamination zone, and people living there have had concerns for years.
If you go to that neighborhood, there's soot all over everybody's houses. They have to power clean their lawn furniture on a consistent basis. That's actually almost comical if it wasn't so tragic.
That's Kent Polisari, a citizen scientist who does research on airport pollution. People who live around SeaTac weren't just worried about black soot covering their patios. They're concerned that with millions of flights landing and taking off nearby, the soot is also in the air they breathe. In 2017, UW scientists decided to test that theory. They took a look into the air quality impacts from airplane emissions around SeaTac Airport.
So we had like a probe mounted to the roof of the car, and it was drawing air into this large suite of instruments that were in the trunk of the car.
Alina Austin is an assistant professor and researcher at the UW. She led the move-up study. They had to do a lot of driving to get the information they needed.
We put a whole suite of air pollution measuring instruments into a car, an electric vehicle, and actually drove it in perpendicular transects to the flight paths. And we did that for a period of a year on and off.
Many miles later, they had an answer. And it confirmed what some neighbors suspected. The planes roaring overhead were affecting the air quality. Alina says airplanes emit ultrafine particles,
which really are just very small particles, right? They're emitted from both roadway traffic and aircraft sources and a variety of other sources like combustion.
So basically, an airplane takes off, burns its fuel, and rains those ultrafine particles on the area around the airport. That's difficult information for Kent Polisari, who's worried about his family's health.
Now that I know this, what do I do? Do I move? I can't move. I can't afford to move.
Kent and his family lived in SeaTac for 14 years and loved the neighborhood. But eventually, they had to move to Auburn.
When I moved, it devastated my family. We knew everybody in SeaTac. I would show up any place and it's like, hey, how you doing, Kent? Where's Mira?
In his time in SeaTac, Kent says he had early stages of COPD, a lung condition. He also suffered an aneurysm while on a 12-mile walk with legislators discussing the impacts of airport pollution. While the UW study found evidence of pollution from airplanes, it didn't directly link it to the kinds of health problems that Kent experienced. Alina says there are studies that suggest links between these ultrafine particles and health issues, but nothing definitive.
An important gap that exists right now is we don't have extensive historic information on ultrafine particle exposures in our communities because it's not something that's been routinely measured.
There's work being done to develop studies that could give more information about a definitive causal link, including a team at UW. But for the time being, scientists need more information. Attorney Steve Berman says he has all the evidence he needs. He's a managing partner at Hagens Berman Law Firm, which is leading the class action lawsuit against the Port of Seattle, Alaska Air, and Delta Airlines. Steve thinks the link on health and pollution around SeaTac speaks for itself.
I've had this happen a lot in my career where I call them cancer clusters, where people live next to some kind of polluting industry, and everyone in the community knows that there's something going on.
The lawsuit filed last month claims the Port of Seattle and airlines have known about the pollutants and their associated health risks for years and have done nothing to mitigate them. The Port of Seattle wouldn't talk to us about the issue, but in a statement, the agency says it follows all restrictions on environmental impacts and goes above and beyond what's required by law. Steve says he had no problem finding people with stories of persistent health issues for the lawsuit.
The lead claimant, who's been living there for a long time, and, you know, she's had birth defects in the family and cancer in the family. I mean, she's been living with this gnawing suspicion, has living in this area caused all my family's health problems.
The suit represents more than 300,000 people in the so-called contamination zone, that five-mile radius around the airport. It focuses on the danger of ultrafine particles polluting the air, but also points to a study from the University of Arizona that found that planes shed toxic metals like lead.
You have the exhaust coming out of the back of the plane, which has all kinds of toxic materials. And then the stress of flying causes parts of the airplane, microscopic parts, to flake off.
Those toxic pieces from planes can be found in the soil surrounding airports. Kent and his daughter maintained a community garden in SeaTac, growing vegetables near the airport. He had the soil in the garden professionally analyzed.
The carrots and tomatoes from the garden were toxic. And so I have, like, you know, to be honest, I have this scene where I talk about it with my daughter. And she's just crushed because I say, you can't eat this.
It may be hard to draw a definitive link between pollutants from airplanes and health problems in surrounding communities, but it's well documented that people who live in the area around SeaTac have higher rates of health issues than people in other parts of Western Washington. In 2020, local public health authorities presented data on those health disparities to the state legislature. Turns out, life expectancy goes down for people the closer you get to the airport. Communities inside the so-called contamination zone also have higher rates of health problems, including asthma and heart disease. As housing affordability has gotten worse in Seattle, people have been moving to the area in droves. Residents there have found more affordable living, but may be paying in part with their health. Steve says the lawsuit is an attempt to address environmental injustice in an already disadvantaged community.
The people living in the area that are receiving the toxic pollution are diverse. They're lower income people. And as I tell people, this wouldn't be going on in Queen Anne or Medina or any wealthy community.
The suit asks the court to order the Port of Seattle, Alaska Airlines, and Delta Airlines to establish a fund for medical monitoring and health screens for residents.
That money would be used to study the health of residents in the area over time so that if they begin developing some of the signature diseases that are caused by this pollution, they can be treated earlier.
They also want the court to order defendants to pay to clean up their properties, which Steve says could top $1 billion. It's all going to take a while. It'll be years before they go to trial, but a win could set a precedent for other communities concerned about the effects of air traffic pollution.
I think that maybe people who live in disadvantaged communities around airports might stand up and fight back. I think they'll be watching this case, and if we're successful, they will fight back.
Thanks for listening to Seattle Now. Today's episode was produced by Vaughn Jones. The show is also produced by Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Claire McGrain, Brooklyn Jamerson Flowers, Jenny Cecil Moore, and Brandy Fullwood. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. Seattle Now and KUOW Public Radio are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow. Hey, Seattle Now listeners. Since 2020, Seattle Now has recorded a lot of episodes in the studio, in our vehicles, over Zoom, but we love to break out. So it's extra exciting to share we're making a live show with you as our audience. Join me and the Seattle Now team for a live taping of a special Casual Friday episode. You won't want to miss it. It's May 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Find out more at kuow.org/events.